Time to go beyond the playbook one more time. Here's Matt Sabuda. Good morning to you, Matt.
Good morning, Jay.
All right, Matt. Yesterday, the last game of the season, and the Bills, of course, get to finish on a high note. They're 8-8. But before we get into the bigger picture of things, let's talk just a little bit about yesterday's game.
Yeah, that game yesterday lived up to all the meaningless hype that I discussed on Friday. The atmosphere was quite lively. Plenty of Jets fans, particularly in the lower bowl behind the Jets sideline. In fact, when the Jets closed the gap on the Bills later in the game, there was that audible chant of defense, defense to root the Jets on. It, of course, was quickly drowned out by boos from Buffalo fans. Still pretty unusual to see and hear, particularly in Buffalo, where away fans generally have a very difficult time being heard. But for this game, playoffs were on the line for the Jets, and the fan base did their very best to show support, but the Jets just weren't up to the task on the field as the Bills took a 22-17 victory to knock the Jets out of the playoffs and complete the season sweep of their division rivals. And coincidentally, the Bills beat the Jets in the first meeting this year by that very same score. How odd is that?
We're used to saying, wait till next year here in Buffalo, so let's get into that. What should Bills fans take away from this year's team?
Jay, I think I want to lock you out of the room and just take an hour to discuss this because it's like, where do we start? But I'll do my best to just boil it down briefly. Bills' offense was much better than expected with the best rushing offense in the league and the pleasant surprise of Tyrod Taylor's performance. And I've beaten this dead horse long enough, but as nice of a season as Taylor had, next year's going to be a make-or-break season for him to take those next steps in his growth. And he'll have to take those next steps early and often by closing out games in the fourth quarter in particular. And the story for the defense was the opposite kind of surprise this year. Fans were unpleasantly surprised by the defense's regression from one of the better units in the league to playing like one of the league's worst defenses at times. I suspect Rex Ryan will be involved with the front office heavily to adjust his personnel through the draft, trades, free agency to fill in the missing pieces to maximize the performance of star players who stay, like Marcel Darius and Jerry Hughes, among others.
All right, you said who stays. Let's think about some of the Bills who may have played their last games yesterday.
Oh, yes. That marquee is led, of course, by defensive end Mario Williams. After four seasons with the Bills, his contract far outpaces his performance. And the reality is he just hasn't been a good fit in Rex Ryan's new defense. And it's too bad because he actually had his best season as a pro last year with 14.5 sacks. You just couldn't make the transition into the new scheme this year. And I wouldn't be surprised if fan favorite Booby Dixon has played his last game as a Bill. I would have said he'd be a lock for next year's roster as a reserve running back and a special teams standout, that is. But with the emergence of free agent Mike Gillisley, Dixon could find himself as the odd man out. From homelessness to the NFL, Dixon has always seemed to hold a fond place in Bills fans' hearts. So if he's played his last game as a Bill, we certainly wish him well. So it should be an interesting offseason. And while the Bills did fall short of their goals this season, I certainly hope everyone enjoyed spending their Monday and Friday mornings tuning in to Beyond the Playbook because I know I enjoy being a part of it.
You know, and I think I speak for everybody. We enjoyed it just a little bit more when the Bills were winners.
Oh, tell me about it.
Matt, but we always appreciate the perspective for sure. And as always, thanks for going Beyond the Playbook.
Thank you, Jay.